another early colleague of mine was Alan Funt. I actually worked with him for a couple of years before he died. And he was a master at demonstrating this. You know, you go into an elevator and there's no sign that says, when you go in the elevator, you turn around and you face the door. But now what happens, you go in the elevator and everybody in the elevator who are Confederates of Funt is facing the rear. Time after time, people turn and face the rear. And in one of his classic candid camera images, his Confederates face left, and the unwitting victim faces left, and then front, takes the hat off, puts the hat on. When we're looking at it, we laugh because it makes us aware. In all these situations, it's the majority. It's not everyone, but it's the majority of people who go along and some place to get along. And the strange thing is that these are strangers. Now, you know, typically, you know, if you're a kid in high school, junior high school, you want your peers to like you, to respect you. You want to be, quote, part of the group. But again, these are strangers. Again, you're never going to see them again, but it doesn't matter. I mean, so that's what Milgram started to show. And I think what my prison study shows more effectively is we all underestimate how much our behavior is controlled by social norms in social situations, especially when it's a new situation where you have no guidelines other than to look around and see what other people are doing.